Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
Hello, everybody. Good morning and welcome to the United Stand. Sorry I'm a little bit late, but lots going on, as I'm sure. The battle lines have been drawn, and what is very clear, there's lots to get through today. There's talk of Manchester United players being very unhappy. There's obviously Florentino Perez, who is the president of the Super League, who has spoken overnight about this deal being signed. We've had statements from people such as Everton Football Club. We've had James Milner. Obviously, we had Bruno yesterday. The battle lines are being drawn, but ultimately I think what's really important to remember here is that there is very, very big evidence of a huge betrayal in football. Obviously, we're going to talk about Manchester United here, but if you listen to Tuchel yesterday, you listen to Klopp, you listen to Solskjaer on Sunday, and you listen to what Florentino Perez said in his press conference, this deal was signed, delivered and done by every club involved in the European Super League on Saturday. According to Florentino Perez, this was signed on Saturday. There are rumours that Manchester United players were furious yesterday and held a Zoom call with Ed Woodward about it. Apparently Ole Gunnar Solskjaer only heard about it on match day on Sunday, rumoured to be just before the kickoff against, and I forget, you know, I'm so tired, I forget who we played. Burnley. I mean, it's ridiculous. 2-8. Football just doesn't matter anymore, everybody. It doesn't matter. I watched Liverpool Leeds last night and, you know, fair play, Liverpool didn't win, which was great. But football just doesn't matter. You know, Perez talks about football being extinct in 4 years and they've got to do a Super League. You've just destroyed it anyway, mate. Where football is at the moment, no one cares. I actually want Leeds to beat Manchester United on Sunday. And that sounds ridiculous, but I don't recognise Manchester United at the moment. And that's a very dangerous thing. I don't recognise Manchester United and therefore I'm not passionate about it. I'm passionate about the Manchester United I know, but it doesn't exist at the moment. Ultimate betrayal. Obviously, the main betrayal is the betrayal of the fans, because you've got people telling you what to say and what to think without ever consulting you. The fans have not been consulted on this at all. But also, the players and managers, the most important people with the fans, they've been betrayed as well. This is just a secret club of billionaires who have signed away hundreds of years of history combined because they want to make a bit of money. And they've not consulted managers, they've not consulted players, and they've not consulted fans. I mean, it's ultimate betrayal. They betrayed us all. Manchester United have betrayed us all. And Liverpool have betrayed all their fans, and Arsenal betrayed all their fans. It's an ultimate betrayal where nobody of importance has been kept in the loop at all. It's like, ta-da! You know, when I thought ta-da, it's Sar would be bad. This is ta-da, we've screwed your football club over. Everton Football Club have come out, and I applaud Everton. They've probably got a bigger history than some of the teams in the Super League, to be fair. They've come out and said that basically they've been, you know, stabbed in the back by these clubs who've done it, who've conspired secretly to basically screw everybody over. I mean, basically what Manchester United's board have done to you, to the players, to all the other clubs who were not involved in this, to Ole Gunnar Solskjaer, they've basically stabbed you in the back and then put a plaster on it and said, don't worry, you'll be fine. It's for you. It's for the better good. It is beyond disgraceful now. It is absolutely disgusting what has happened. Now, there's lots for us to get through this morning. I mean, of concern for me, I mean, look, just talking about, I've done a video on That's Football. I'm sure people are going to watch it there, so I don't want to go too much into Florentino Perez comments. I mean, most of it's on there. Check it out on That's Football. But in essence, this is signed and delivered. He's basically saying, don't worry to the players, you won't get bans, we'll stop that, and this is going to save football, which obviously we know it's not going to save football. It's about greed. I'm not saying football is going to be extinct, but football is going to be very different and you must make your choice. Fantastic shout outs for people like Stretford End Flags. This is the organisation or the people that, you know, if, when you're watching a game at Old Trafford and you see all the flags, the flowers of Manchester, you know, all these, sorry, not the flags, the banners that go all around Old Trafford. They're running a poll at the moment. You can follow them on Twitter and you can cast your vote. Over 90% of people are saying take them down. Which is a statement to take those banners down, because they've been up there, you know, every match that you watch at Old Trafford where the fans are in there, those banners have been there. The Red Army match going fans who home and away. Basically, the Red Army are the people who go home and away. They're the people you hear following the club and singing about the club. The hardcore Manchester United fan. I don't believe they're any better than anybody else, and I don't think they do, but they are the fans that go around and they represent us and they're loud I'm trying to find the words, but ultimately what I'm saying is the Red Army are Manchester United fans who go around watching us, and they have come out and set, and they're doing things as well. So I applaud all of this. A few people saying, well, you know, there's some fans going to turn up at Old Trafford on Saturday and do a protest. I would implore people not to do that. We've done this before. I don't think a few loud mouths on Twitter organising a protest at Old Trafford is going to be very impactive. I personally will back any organised protest that has the backing of the vast majority of Manchester United fans. I'm not going to get behind. And look, so again, it's down to individual choice, but I'm not going to get behind and disorganised embarrassment, because we tried to do this a couple of summers ago and it was an embarrassment. And right, there might be a few hundred there on Saturday, but a few hundred won't do it. You need thousands. I'm not saying to do a protest. I personally think the best protest you can do, and we can all do this, you don't need to get a flight to England to do it. Stop buying the merchandise. Anything you've got invested in Manchester United, take it out. Because at the moment, Manchester United is not Manchester United. So, you know, the Glazers have stabbed the players in the back, they've stabbed you in the back, they've stabbed the manager in the back, they've stabbed our history in the back. So if a new kit's coming out, don't buy it. Who knows how long this is going to go on for, but everybody can make a difference. But financially is how you do it. Don't renew season tickets. Don't buy season tickets. Don't buy shirts. Don't do it. Even if your kid is begging you to get Pogba on the back for their birthday, don't do it, because that will make an impact. I don't think a few hundred people turning up at Old Trafford on Saturday would do anything. For a start, we're playing on Sunday and we're playing in Leeds. I think I'm not condoning this. I'm not saying this at all. But if there's going, and let's not forget, there are still wider issues here in relation to COVID and social distancing and everything like that. So I wouldn't condone it anyway. But what I would say is, if we are thinking about Manchester United Supporters Trust are imploring people to join the Manchester United Supporters Trust. I won't be joining it because I don't have a great relationship with it because I found them quite. They've made derogatory comments about the United stand. I'm open to have those conversations. I've been open to have those conversations in the past, and they've never arranged the meeting to do that. So I would hope that the Manchester United Supporters Trust can do a lot of good, and I believe they can do, but ultimately they've displayed evidence of being divisive and thinking they're better than other people. So I can't implore you to do that. If you want to do that, you can do, and hopefully they can get involved in things and lead things as well. I think the most important thing at the moment amongst United fans is that people put aside their differences about where people are from and you know, whether they think they're a top red or not, and actually focus on getting your club back, because one thing we are united on is that we all love the football club. And if this is going to be successful, you know, we can all take up what we think about people afterwards. But for now, I would sit in any room with any United fan, no matter what they've said about me or this channel or my friends, and because I know they're the United fans, and that's what I want to. That's what's really important. But look, if there was to be a protest, what would be more powerful than our next home game in the Premier League against Liverpool, and Liverpool fans get involved in it as well, because Liverpool are in the Super League. Because ultimately, Man United against Liverpool a week on Sunday, or Man United against Leeds a week on this Sunday, I've got no passion for it. What does it mean? It doesn't matter. It doesn't mean anything. So, you know, if we could do something ahead of that, then I think that's far more impactive than a few hundred people turning up at Old Trafford on Saturday when we haven't even got a game. To me, that's just opportunist. It's like, look at me, Sky, get the cameras, Manchester Evening News, come down and take a photograph. Here I am. I'm sure the Glazers are quaking in their pit of money. You know, ultimately, and let's talk about the Glazers and Ed Woodward at the moment. They will be as tired and anxious and hardworking as you are at the moment. I mean, I know, because I'm doing it. We're all refreshing the news every minute to see if there's anything. The thing is, we're refreshing the news and we're passionate and everything because we want to save our football club. The people in charge of our football club, they're working tirelessly to screw us over. We've got to stop them kicking us out of the Europe. We've got to keep going ahead with this Super League, which is totally and utterly contrary to what every good person in football wants. So, you know, that focuses the mind, doesn't it? When you think about the people who are running our club, they're working 24/7 every minute of the day at the moment to try and screw us over. And they run our club. Thanks for that from the Real Lion King. 36 years following since I was 5, and I'm devastated, says Dara Kennedy. Can't even follow another club, but hope I can enjoy the Premier League. Governing bodies must show courage and punish, says Dara. Look, I there's a battle ahead. I was going to mention that. There's a battle ahead. The government of the UK is still, you know, both, you know, the government and the shadow government, so Labour and Conservative. Look, politically...
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woohoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
I'd never get involved in any of that. I know there are huge issues around loads of very important things on politics. I'm only interested in the football here. And if the Conservatives and Labour can come together and sort this out, then, you know, that makes me very happy. So I will support any political party that can do anything here. And ultimately as well, you know, I'm not going to just look for the Super League to be banned. I also would want to go further than that now. I think that there is a massive betrayal. What we've seen here and what we're hearing here is that even if this Super League doesn't go ahead, they've not informed managers, they've not informed players, and they've not informed fans. These people have got too much power. They have control of the Manchester United identity. And they can take it into things that managers don't want, players don't want, and fans don't want. And none of us have got any say. That, in the future, has to stop. The football clubs have to be put back into a position where the fans have got a say in it. Look in Germany. Now, if Bayern Munich decide to go into the Super League because their fans vote for it, then the fans have voted. That's a democratic decision. And this is where Florentino Perez and his statements last night and Ed Woodward and everyone like that can go shove it. Because this is not... nothing to do with the fans. This is about you making money. This is not about the club making money either. This is about the Glazers making money. This is where I move away from Liverpool and Real Madrid about the Super League, because what Perez says is good for Madrid might be good for Madrid. All this money going into Madrid, maybe they spend it, la la la. All this money going into Manchester United is just dividends to the Glazers. No one's talking about this, by the way, because we know over the last 10 years, most Premier League clubs have not taken any money out of their club, the owners. A few of them take 4 or 5 million over the last 10 years. United have taken over 100 million. We go into a Super League, that's just loads and loads more money going to the Glazers. So what I want to see is the Super League stopped, but also the powers taking back the clubs and stopping this 100% ownership by tyrants, basically. That's what I want to see. I'm really angry, but then some Bayern supporters provoked me and I defended United. Then I realised that I'm a slave. I think I would even watch the SL, says DK. Well, you know, battle lines are starting to be drawn. As predicted, I've started to see some people start going, you know what, let's just get on with the Super League. It doesn't sound too bad. Snowflake society, it's going to happen. It's not going to happen with me and it's not going to happen with many other people. I feel as angry and frustrated and against this, if not more so, than I did on Sunday. With every passing day, I become more frustrated and disillusioned and betrayed by Manchester United Football Club and the owners of it. So I'm not going to change. This doesn't get better because of time passing. It's bad. It's bad. I listened to Perez last night. I listened to what he was talking about the structuring. And do watch the That's Football video. It's only 10 minutes long and I'll push you towards that afterwards because it goes through Perez. I don't want to talk about Perez. I want to talk about Manchester United. But the battle lines are being drawn. Interestingly, in The Guardian, Ed Ahrens wrote an article today about the Football Forum pro the Super League. And a lot of people were like, what's the Football Forum? Oh my God, is that fans? It's not fans. The Football Forum's president is Mino Raiola. There are a lot of agents like George Mendes and everybody else involved in it. So, you know, this is where I talk about, have you considered following FC United of Manchester in the future? Stay healthy and love United. Hate Glazers, says Slaven. I mean, look, I'm not going to start making decisions like that. Out of interest, Mark, what do you think your level of participation will be in fighting all of this, says Andrew Kelly. My level of interest, and I would push your level of interest, will be, and it's a good question, I do want to talk about the battle lines and where we're going to have problems, though, but my battle line is this. Every day, we are, as a community, we're discussing this like we are now. And that's very important, because if we've got 17,000 people listening now, they're going to go off and talk about it with other people, and that's quite a big voice. So we've got that every day. I will back, personally, what I think is going to be beneficial. You can back whatever you want to back, because this is not, you know, I'm not Florentino Perez saying, don't do this, do this. That dictatorships, they ain't my style, and they're not the way it should be. The great thing about the United Stand is it's always been fan opinion for the fans. And a lot of people don't agree with what I say, and that's great. I love that, because you're making up your own mind. Are you going to be in the United Stand still, Mark, says Aidan? I will be in the United Stand for as long as this is unresolved. But if we go into a Super League, probably not. I don't see how I can support a club. I don't support Manchester United at the moment. So I'm glad we're not playing this week, because if we were playing Leeds tomorrow night, I would want Leeds to win. And people can say, oh, you're a traitor, whatever. I don't give a shit about Manchester United Football Club at the moment. And I don't give a shit about the players, and I don't give a shit about Ollie, because they've not come out and said anything publicly. When they do, I will back them as much as I'm backing you. But at the moment, the only thing I care about is Manchester United, what it means to me. What it is at the moment is not Manchester United, so I don't support it. I don't want us to play games at the moment. I've got no problem with the Premier League and Europa kicking us out, because I don't support Manchester United at the moment in its current form. This is, and the reason I don't support it is not personally. I think that they've shit all over the history. They've shit all over Sir Alex Ferguson, Sir Bobby Charlton, the Busby Babes, everything we've achieved, all of you. They've betrayed you. The title of the video is Man United Betray Us All. They've betrayed us. If you want to go along with them when you've been stabbed in the back, that's up to you. But to answer the question, what's my stance on this? What will I support? I will support Manchester United Supporters Trust. I will support the Red Army. I will support Stretford and Flags. I will support Liverpool Supporters Clubs. I will support Arsenal. I will support anybody who does something that I think is trying to stop this from happening and trying to get our clubs back. That's what I will do. But I will not support disorganised retweets on Twitter about turning up outside Old Trafford so that Sky Sports might turn up and you might get on the cameras. That, to me, that doesn't interest me. That doesn't interest me. I don't need to do that. I don't think it's organised. I will support well-organised, united organisations. And what I mean by that is I want everybody together. I don't want splinters. And this is why, as a fan channel, I'm very firm on this. I know a lot of people love the United Stand, but I also know there's quite a lot of United fans. Well, not a lot, but there's United fans who don't like fan content. Therefore, leading from the front isn't something I would do, because I already know some people don't like it. I would rather lead with or just behind and support it. Because to me, it's not about getting my face on a camera. It's not about the United Stand being the leaders of, you know, this movement. I don't care if it's Gary Neville. I don't care if it's the Red Army. I don't care if it's the Man United Supporters Trust. I will get behind it, and well, I would ask you to get behind it, but it needs to be organised. The one thing I would say about this European Super League, and I hate to say it, it's bloody organised. It's ruthless. It's sabotage. It's snaky, but it's ruthless. They've been doing this in the shadows for a long, long time. Managers of football clubs didn't know about it. Players of football clubs didn't know about it. Other football clubs didn't know about it. FA didn't know. UEFA didn't know. Nobody knew. Everyone's like, nobody knew about this. These select teams and their billionaire owners have kept this very, very quiet. They are well organised. How do you counter a well organised, well oiled machine, literally, with a few people turning up at Old Trafford and holding up a bedsheet saying, we want our club back? You do it through organisation. And that's what I will back. So look, I've got nothing against anybody who wants to do little compilations about football or stand outside Old Trafford. Well done. I applaud you. But I'm not going to go and say, yeah, let's go and do it, because it's not organised. We must be organised. Ollie has the opportunity now to show which side he's on, the fans or the owners. He can't be on both, says Andre. There's a very good comment that came out from FIFA today. If you're in, you're in. If you're out, you're out. I think 48 hours... we've all got to ask ourselves that question, including players, the media and the fans and the manager. If you're with us, you're with us. If you're not, you're not. Can't the government remove the owners from the running clubs and do an election auction? We all know the owners are not the problem, not the club, says Mohammed. Exactly. All come together and unite as one against this, and we can stop it, but only if we stick together and drive them out. Yeah, we can't have fractured things, Andrew. Football needs to sort this out. Politics must stay out. Politicians will make it worse. I love United and hope this gets resolved, says Victor. Do you think this league doesn't go ahead and the teams stay in the Prem? They should still have a Europa League and Champions League banned for a few years, says Breers. look, you know, we're all very angry. We're all going to be very angry. Of course we are. I would imagine that the best way to resolve this is reform. But look, Perez says this is non-reversible. This was all signed on Saturday. I don't know where this reversible stuff's coming from. The only way to stop this is FIFA have come out against it, pinned tweet. The way to stop this is going to be harsh battles ahead. It's going to be harsh battles ahead. And the battle lines have been drawn. I must just say, I was talking about the Football Forum there. So Mino Raiola is the president of this, and they're pro the European Super League, according to The Guardian. Now, this is ultimately where I get worried, because you're either in or you're out. You're either with the fans or you're not. Don't tweet pictures of yourself going, you know, I'm for the fans. Don't get involved with equality drives and, you know, everybody's equal and all this crap, and then go and sign up for one of the most mercenary things in sport history. Like, footballers are in a dilemma here. I totally agree with this. And somebody messaged me today and said that there's a story about Harry Maguire being furious with Ed Woodward. Are you not going to come out and shout out about Harry Maguire like you did about Bruno yesterday? And I'm like, well, there's a story 2 weeks ago that we're going to sign Erling Haaland. Until Erling Haaland signs, I don't believe it. Until Harry Maguire or Marcus Rashford or Scott McTominay or David De Gea come out publicly and oppose this, I'm not going to back them on a paper story. Now, I would imagine Harry Maguire is opposed to this. He's played for Sheffield United, Leicester City. Both clubs are getting screwed over. He's a guy who's very aware of his roots. I'm pretty sure Harry Maguire is not happy about this. But he's got to do something publicly. You will go down as a legend. I mean, to be honest with you, if I was someone like, think of a United player that's not that popular. You know, people don't think they're that good. If I was that player, and you can name whoever you think, because it's all about your opinion. You wouldn't have been able to stop me going on Twitter yesterday saying this is a disgrace, because you're going to instantly become a legend to United fans. And look, James Milner's a legend. He's not even a Man United player. James Milner came out after the game yesterday and said, I oppose the European Super League. I hope it won't happen. I don't like Liverpool, but the battle lines in relation to club rivalry have disintegrated. If Klopp came out yesterday and said, I absolutely am disgusted by this. You know, I love this football club. I love working for it. I thought the board members were people I could trust. They've stabbed me in the back. I don't want part of this. Jurgen Klopp would be a legend amongst Man United fans, Chelsea fans, every other fan that doesn't want this to happen. James Milner came out and said a watered down version of that, and everybody loves James Milner. You know, Phil Jones could come out and do it. Exactly. Phil Jones could do it from his, you know, I nearly said his deathbed. He's not dying. He's injured. But he could do it from his physio bed saying, I oppose this. It's disgusting. And Phil Jones would become a legend, even though he hasn't played for us for a year. Like, these players have got so much power, and they've got the ability to be kings. They've got the ability to be icons. But the battle lines are being drawn, because I always suspected that all agents, and look, Mino Raiola seems to be the person who's representing the agents because he's always publicly out there. But of course, if you are an agent, you are a greedy person. Like, I don't know of any agent out there that is like, you know what, I'm here to plant trees and solve world peace. I'm not, you know, they're greedy people. They get millions of pounds for accumulating players and then selling them on and renewing contracts. So if there is a load of money that's going to be there where the best players are going to be, as an agent, in total fairness, and let's use Mino Raiola or George Mendes or anything like that, if you're an agent, you're going to have the biggest grin on your face at the moment, because you're like, hold on a minute. They're going to make a Super League where there's going to be loads of money in it and all the world's best players, and some of my players are in there. I could move Haaland from Real Madrid to Manchester United to Barcelona back to Real Madrid every couple of years, because this is franchise. This is American football, basically. This isn't, the old rules don't apply anymore. And every time he moves, it could be for like huge money. So you can't argue with the fact that Raiola and everyone and all the agents are like, yeah, we want this. The problem we have, every footballer's got an agent. Who's Paul Pogba's agent? You know, who's Erling Haaland's agent? So how is Erling Haaland and Paul Pogba supposed to come out publicly, you know, against the European Super League when their agent is like, we're not against this. We're not against this. We're going to make loads and loads of money out of it. So, you know, this is the battle now. This is the scary thing. This is the horrible thing, because we want the players with the fans, and the players should be with the fans, because morally the fans and everybody else who's against this is right. But the players who need you to buy their endorsements and retweet and like their Instagram posts, it's if Paul Pogba puts a picture out and it gets a million likes, who is Mino Raiola and Florentino Perez, that's two likes. All the other million likes are you. You're the people that these people need. And footballers need to realise that. And I'm not picking on Paul Pogba. I think Paul Pogba's a fantastic lad and footballer. I'm just using an example. I could use Marcus Rashford. I could use Luke Shaw. I can use Bruno Fernandes. Let's use Luke Shaw, Bruno Fernandes, because everyone knows they're two of my favourite players. But so is Paul Pogba. It's just unfortunate that Pogba's agent is Mino Raiola. But I would say Luke Shaw's agent and Bruno Fernandes' agent, they're all the same. They're all going to want this to happen with the Super Leagues. And that...
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
By law, 21 plus, terms and conditions apply.
That's the battle now. It's not just the clubs in the European Super Leagues, it's the agents as well, and it's everybody else who smells the money that's going to be there. You know, Amazon, Sky, somebody's going to want it because they're going to make a lot of money for it. So, you know, morality against money. It's M&M now. It's not the Slim Shady M&M. It's not the chocolate M&M. It's M&M now. It's morality. It's money against morality. These players have all got agents. Are they now, and even the managers have got agents, are they now being quiet because they've chosen the money option, or are they going to choose morality? And look, you and I may end up in a situation over the coming weeks where players that we love let us down. And you've got to make a choice then. Are you just going to go, well, you know what? I know this is wrong, but I love this player so much. I want to watch this player. I'm just going to go along with the Super League and greedy Ed Woodward and everyone else and get screwed and screwed football over. Or are you going to go, look, I love that player, but I love that footballer. I don't know that person, and that person has chosen to screw football over for their own betterment. I love Bruno Fernandes as a footballer. He's my favourite player at Manchester United at the moment. If he signs up for the European Super League, then I don't love him anymore. You know, that sounds really harsh, but the same with David De Gea, the same with Luke Shaw. These players need to be with the fans. They need to make a stand. And unfortunately, the suspicion is that these players are run by agents who will want them in the Super League because they're going to make a lot more money. On a positive note, we could see the destruction of football. These players could go, screw you, you haven't got my best interests at heart, I'm going on to the side of the fans, and agents and greedy people get thrown out of football. I don't think that's going to happen, but you know, you can dream the dream that it's going to happen. But it's going to be a horrible battle ahead, and it's going to take their... What I would say is that these European Super League people, they've stabbed so many people in the back, they've been so sly about it, they are going to be very well organised, they are very well organised, they've signed the deal, they're going to push ahead. And the only way it's going to stop is if you, as individuals, are as strong and determined as them. The cracks are starting to show already. I've seen some fans of clubs that go, well, you know, it's only the European Cup that's going to be stopped. Let's crack on. Those clubs don't have a European Cup history. Maybe they've been very clever bringing some teams into the Super League that don't have European Cup history. There will be people along the way that start to side with players and the greedy men. They will. That's what's going to happen. You've got to make a choice. And the whole point about a battle is, it's like politics, isn't it? You're fighting for what you believe in. Your mate, your best mate, your favourite player, your favourite club, you may have to go against it to fight for what you believe in. Or you may side with it and say, I want it to happen. But nobody can make your mind up about that. I'm 100% adamant that this is about greed. This is not Manchester United. And as has been said, if you're in, you're in, and if you're out, you're out. And for me, they're out until they prove that they're in. I'm desperate, like many of you, to see Manchester United players, managers, and staff coming out and being against it. I know that's probably quite a difficult thing to do, but you know, you're going to become a legend. Like Gary Neville, he may as well be the Prime Minister at the moment. Jamie Carragher, the same, because they're publicly saying what we feel. We need the players to do that. And I would imagine the players are like, how do we come out of this looking good? And they're probably being told by their agents, stay quiet, because their agents want it to happen. So it's a horrible, horrible thing. I feel that the players have definitely been betrayed. The manager has definitely been betrayed. They didn't know anything about it. It's been going on in the shadows, but they do know something about it now. And I would imagine they're being advised by these people with the money. If you sit tight and let it happen, you're going to be very rich people. If you oppose it, we're going to kick you out or something like that. But look, as I've said so many times, it's not even my quote. Evil prospers while good people do nothing. Surely there's some good footballers out there who understand who really matters in this game. Ollie gets preferential treatment from the fans regarding his coaching ability because he's a club legend. That status, however, gives him a higher responsibility towards the fans than Klopp has, says Andre. Look, I personally think, you know, if you read about Ole Gunnar Solskjaer and you understand about Ole Gunnar Solskjaer, and Ole Gunnar Solskjaer spoke out about the Glazers 15 years ago, I think the personality that Solskjaer is, he will be opposed to this. It's just whether he's going to be publicly going to do it. Man United's going to Spurs quality in the last 10 years has deserved, whereas Villa's, Fox's, Hammers' form is better. They don't want more competition because they're struggling already to beat these teams, says Jim. It's not about the history or the current state of the club. It's about who has the richest owners, says Joe. And also, I've frozen there a minute. Unfollow United on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, everywhere. That is the message they will understand, says Adit. Well, look, if you want to unfollow Manchester United socials, I've unfollowed them on Instagram and Twitter. I unfollowed them after the Sancho thing. I never refollowed them. But, you know, if you want to do that, fair enough, do that. But I did that a long time ago. I don't even care about football right now. Don't care who wins or loses. It's all tainted, says Lord Reptile. Exactly. And hi, Mark. Is this impossible to stop? Perez says it's irreversible. There's probably no laws to stop it. And even Klopp said he wouldn't quit, says Karamu. Well, look, I mean, I can't speak for Jurgen Klopp. He's a Liverpool manager. He's totally and utterly against the Super League, apparently, but he won't quit. So, you know, as I said, look, we're all moral. We've all got our morals. Until we need to do something, haven't we? You know, we've all got our values until you actually have to stand up and do something. And this goes through everybody. Look, this goes through the United fan base. There are organisations out there that can unite this fan base and do something, do lots and lots and lots of things. But all I see at the moment is individualism. You know, Gary Neville's having his chat. You know, we're going to take the banners down. You know, certain fanzines are saying something. We're saying something. Manchester United Supporters Trust is saying something. The Red Army are saying something. Nobody's coming all together, though, are they? Because, you know, maybe in the past, these organisations haven't got on that well. They don't trust each other. But I tell you who has come together. Those 15 clubs, they're well organised. You cannot take something on if you're not organised, and we need something organised very, very, very quickly. As a Barnley supporter, I'm sickened. Even if it falls through, never forget what they've tried to do. Exactly, Jake. Even if we are lucky enough to stop it, it needs to go further than that. If the players that have been bought over from other teams come into favour, I could understand. But if academy players like Saka, Mount, Foden, Greenwood, etc. are in favour, it will hurt even more, says Ethan. I'm writing in from Singapore. What can us fans do? Is it really beyond us now, says Hayata. The issue with the fans is that not many people believe fans can do anything because they, you know, we've had 15 years of the Glazers and everyone knew they were poison. So it's going to take. All we can do is I think the most important thing you can do as an individual fan as well at the moment is just keep the coal on the fire, keep that anger and frustration burning that this is wrong, that this is an injustice. Because the worst thing that can happen is that you get used to it and start to go, well, there's nothing I can do. Let's just see what happens. as I said, evil prospers while good people do nothing. You've got to keep fighting against it, because that, you know, even if you're just retweeting something, even if you are, you know, not buying something from Manchester United or Liverpool or Everton or whatever club you support, not Everton, buy stuff from Everton. They're not in it. Sorry, Everton are a fantastic football club at the moment from what they've said. You know, everyone can make a difference. The worst thing you can do is just stop caring and then just go along with it, because that's what they want. Their tactic is very clear. It's well organised, but it's also chuck out the biggest nuclear bomb you can and destroy football, which they did on Sunday, and then let people get used to the wreckage. Don't ever get used to the wreckage. They've set this bomb off. They've destroyed it. Make them accountable for it. They should pay for their crimes. Crimes against football. Do not get used to this desolation that they have inflicted on football. That's what they want. I guarantee in the meetings they had, they knew there was going to be a massive backlash. But if we get through it, we'll be billionaires. And that's what that's what they're hoping and praying to happen. You've just got to keep pushing, keep the fires burning. Eric Cantona has spoken out on the ESL proposal with a 42-second clip on BBC Sport. And if the players that have been bought... Yeah, I've read that one from Ethan. Thanks for all the comments that are coming in. Look, you can boycott the sponsors as well. I'm very conscious at the moment that I'm not wearing anything to do with Adidas, because Adidas sponsor Manchester United. You have to think about it, because United have got so many bloody brand deals. You almost have to think what you're brushing your teeth with. But I will make that conscious effort to try not to support any brand that is associated with Manchester United at the moment. That's a personal choice. You don't have to do it. But, you know, it's disgusting. You know, it's absolutely disgusting. And look, there is responsibilities on everybody. You know, Adidas is run by people. Our new sponsor on the shirt, you know, they've just paid a load of money for it. I presume they were aware about the Super League. You know, the conspiracy and lies and snakiness runs really deep when you start to look at it. I mean, like, I'm not a journalist, but if I was a journalist, I'd be looking at that Man United shirt sponsor deal. If Ole Gunnar Solskjaer didn't find out till Sunday and Man United players didn't find out till Sunday, but a sponsor that's not even on our shirt knew about it for the last few months, how corrupt is that? You know, I don't even know the name of the bloody new sponsor. Does anyone know the name of the new sponsor? I'd love a statement from them. What do you think about signing, about having your name on the front of a shirt that you want fans to buy on a club that has screwed the fans over? Did you know about it? Is there some sort of freedom of information thing that we can find out whether this new sponsor knew about the European Super League? And if they did know about it, why does a sponsor that's not even signed up on Man United shirt yet know more about a Super League than the fans and the manager? There's all sorts of things here. The depth of secrecy and snakiness is unbelievable. And that's another way. That is another way that you can demand questions. And journalists should be looking into things like that. Sponsors, what do they know about it? How long have they known about it? I mean, if this is not about greed and money, how do sponsors know more about the European Super League than the fans of the club that these sponsors want us to get to make money from? It's just greed at every level. For these Glazers to do this to us, to do this to the team that lost their lives to play Champions League football, it's disrespectful to our history. Yep, Bailey Thornley. And look, I have seen Manchester United Supporters Trust talking about that. I've seen the Red Army on about that, Stretford End Flags on about that, retweeting about that. I think, you know, it's sad, but it's true. They are destroying our history. They are turning their back on Munich and what those people who died on that plane were in Munich for via Belgrade, playing in the European Cup. It's a disgrace, absolute disgrace. I had some Liverpool fan on That's Football last night saying that Liverpool Football Club are a disgrace as well, because we lost 96 people at Hillsborough in the FA Cup. I presume we're not going to be in the FA Cup anymore, because how can you play FA Cup games when you're playing 20 something games in a Super League and you want to still play in the Premier League for 38 games? Where, you know, the FA Cup, you know, all those fans that died at Hillsborough for a Liverpool FA Cup match, but we're not going to do the FA Cup anymore. So history doesn't have to be tragedy. History can be amazing moments. I've seen some amazing clips from you know, the Premier League and the FA Cup and the European Cup for all sorts of clubs, and to turn your back on that because these billionaires want to make a load of money and these agents want to make a load of money. I'll tell you what as well, I'll keep saying that the format of that European Super League is not going to create moments like 99. It's not going to create moments like that because there won't be a treble. Like the treble, what's your treble? There is no treble. The European Super League, the format of it is crap. 15 teams in it every year. You can't get relegated. You win your little league, but you might not win the tournament. Like, it's just, even the format of their tournament is a joke. Like, they're not going to recreate what we've had over the last 50 years. And I'm talking about televised sport here at football. Mark, why do you think United's social media team haven't released a statement yet? Because they're scared, Mark. At least other clubs have had the balls to do that. Let's call them out by their names, like what Carragher did. These snakes hide in the grass whilst trying to portray the fans. We need to expose them, says Julian S. Well, as we know, it's the Glazers. It's Ed Woodward. Did you see Bruno's post? Yes, I did, Daniel. And this is spitting in the face of progress. If anyone understood the structure of football in England and Europe, they will not support this. It's a disgrace, says Hamlet. Why don't they play these games during the summer break instead of midweek matches, says Sam. The Americans rob England and turned football into soccer. Well, I'm not going to blame Americans. There's a lot of good American fans out there. This is greedy owners. It doesn't matter what nationality are. Florentino Perez isn't American, is he? Devastated and betrayed by my club and feel sorry for Ollie. Do you think United wanted Ollie's new contract done before putting pressure if he disagrees with this, says Malcolm. Look, I think that The most interesting thing that...
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
Terms and conditions apply.
That's going to happen now is what is going to happen now. Are we going to go into a period of quietness or silence, or are we going to get the things we need? Like, it's 2 days now. It's 2 days now. I appreciate Solskjaer's in a horrible, horrible situation, but, you know, silence speaks volumes. You can't stay quiet. You can't talk about United DNA. Look, some would say Solskjaer's still in a job because he's gone on and on and on and on and on, and on about United DNA. We're building something here. Carragher. Well, Michael Carrick's been at this club. Michael Carrick's somebody else as well. I think these people, are they hiding under a rock hoping it's going to go away? Or are you actually part of United's DNA? Because it's United's DNA that's been had acid. You know, whatever destroys DNA, you know, they're tipping it all over it. So the dilemma that people like Solskjaer and Carrick and everyone else has is that if you're Wayne Rooney as a Derby County manager, you can speak openly. If you're Gary Neville, who is a pundit, you can speak openly. These are United greats. If you're Rio Ferdinand, you can speak openly. If you're Eric Cantona, you can speak openly. You know where I'm coming from here? If you're you or me, you can speak openly. If Gary Neville and Eric Cantona and any other player like Rio Ferdinand can speak openly about how this is a shambles, do you really think Michael Carrick, Harry Maguire, Ole Gunnar Solskjaer don't realise this is a shambles? But by staying quiet, you're not standing up to it. They have to do something. And as I said, you can't go on about United DNA. You can't play for the fans with a picture of yourself saying, I love United. And then when we need you, stay quiet. They can't stay quiet. Because if you stay quiet, you're either with us or you're against us. Let's be honest. They may be being advised to stay quiet, but I would advise you that sometimes money isn't moral. And look, I would start a GoFundMe for Ole Gunnar Solskjaer to make sure that he was looked after if he came out and said something. But I personally would do that. Like, if it's money you're worried about, Ollie, United fans will support you. You know, they will. Because you'll be a legend if you come out and oppose this. But look, we can't make them do it. We can't put pressure on them. And I don't want them to be thrown in. What can't happen is any player of any club involved in this and any manager involved in this. And I saw Klopp getting a bit of stick last night. It's not them. Klopp was on about this. It's not the manager's faults and it's not the players' faults. They've had no part in this. They've been betrayed as well. They're in a very difficult position. Because as I said, it's easy for Gary Neville to say something. He's not employed by Manchester United. He's employed by Sky. And I think this is where Klopp was coming from. Because Gary Neville's been very vocal, but he's employed by Sky. These players are Liverpool players. The owners of Liverpool have done this. It's a difficult situation for them. So cash isn't everything, Advath, you're right. But if these players do come out, which is why I would say, James Milner, you're a legend, because you're not a Man United player, but to come out and say something like that, and maybe he's leaving Liverpool in the summer, so he's in a little bit more of a safe position. But if these players put their neck on the line, and if these managers put their neck on the line, we must support them. We must, whoever they are, because they are going to be doing something that's very, very difficult. It's right, but it's difficult. And we must support them. And look, I said something to somebody today. They were like, oh, I noticed how you haven't come out and backed Harry Maguire. And I'm like, he hasn't said anything publicly. It's coming through a news article. Oh, it's just because you don't like him. I said, you know what? At this moment in time, the lack of pace in our centre-back partnership, I couldn't give a shit about. I'm talking about the future of football here. I don't care about whether we need a CDM or whether our centre-backs are a bit slow. I couldn't give a shit about being linked to a player at all at the moment. I don't care about where Man United are in the league. I don't care if we're relegation. I don't care if Fred's playing up front next year. If it's Man United, as I love Man United, at least we've got our club back. I said yesterday, I'd rather Man United be in the National League, kicked out of the Premier League and got, you know, and bankrupt than do what we're about to do, because I'd have my football club back. And I know loads of United fans who feel like that. This is not about winning titles anymore. This is not about anything. It's about preserving what we've done and preserving what our name is. And if we have to start again with no money, we have to start again. I don't think some people understand the severity of what this situation is and how upset so many fans are. I couldn't give a toss about whether Harry Maguire is quick enough at centre-back. I want Harry Maguire as captain of Manchester United to come out and say something with other players, and therefore you will be a legend. I wonder if he will. I wonder if Marcus Rashford will. I wonder if they've got something in the pipeline. I hope they have, because they will be legends if they do it. They really, really will. People keep saying about Wolves on Twitter. Let's have a look at Wolves on Twitter. I mean, look, I will applaud everybody, but to be honest with you, I must admit, what happens with Everton and Wolves is that they do something and they've said Premier League champions 2018-19. I presume they would have been if you take everybody out. But the thing is, a lot of people will say you're just bitter because you're not involved. And I don't think they're bitter because they're not involved, but that they are somewhat weakened, I suppose, by that. The reality is, the strongest things will be coming out about that. I mean, look, there's a story coming out that Manchester United are firm in their purchase wish of signing Raphael Varane. I don't care. Last week, this would have been a big story. I don't care about who you're going to sign, Manchester United. If you think we are that thick and we are that easily led that you can start talking about transfers and we'll go, oh, forget talking about the European Super League and shitting on our history. We're going to sign Varane. I don't care. I do not care who you're going to sign. Football to me doesn't matter anymore. You've destroyed football. What matters to me is, I would rather the headline was Man United kicked out of the Europa League and the Premier League than Man United signed Varane. That's how strongly I feel about this. This is a battle created by you. You've nuked football. Don't start trying to pretend that signing Varane is going to make us all right. Not in my world. It might be for some of you, to be fair, but not for me. You've lost that right to try and manipulate us through the press. Now you could sign, you know, they could announce this morning that they're signing Haaland, Rice and Varane. I'd say don't care. In fact, I'd be disgusted with Declan Rice because he's a West Ham player. Why would, you know, Declan Rice, don't sign for Man United. I think you'd be brilliant for Man United. Don't sign for Manchester United and don't sign for Chelsea. They're scum clubs. Don't sign for them. Stay at West Ham, who's being shit on. Jack Grealish, stay at Villa. Ruben Neves, stay at Wolves. Calvert-Lewin, stay at Everton. Don't sign for these scummy clubs. You know that, and I'm a Man United fan. That's a Man United fan saying that. You know. Sukash says, I'm scared that players will ask to leave the club. Look, if Bruno asks to leave Man United, I'll applaud him out. I'll give him a... I'll be there, and I'm sure there'll be a load of fans. I'll give him a guard of honour. I'll say, Bruno, walk out of Old Trafford. We'll arrange it, and I'll give you a guard of honour. Even though you're leaving the club I love, you're making a stand against the twats who own it. So this is going to run deep. This is going to run deep. And, you know, it's a battle. I would say the players have no choice but to come out, otherwise they are implicit in the crime. Yes, it's hard and not their fault, but it's their position of privilege. They have the power to end this, as Nick P. Why don't all players speak out at the same time so we know they're against this? If they all spoke out, what would the clubs realistically do? You know, the problem is, Alaric, that I get excited about that. I get excited about the players coming out together and saying they're against it. But the problem is, they've got agents who want it to happen. And these agents, they're not like sending an email to a footballer. They're their mates. They get them boot deals. They get them big sponsorship deals. They're their mate. The agents of these players are their mates. We're not their mates. We're fans. We pay them. We should be what they're loyal to. But their agents are their mates. And their mates of the, and their agents don't want the Super League. This is what I'm trying to tell you. These players that you expect to come out, they might not be coming out because they're not going to come out because they want it to happen because their mates are telling them to stay quiet. I really hope you're right. I really hope the players are going to come out and do something. But if you look, most of us are on the same page. The boards of the clubs in the Super League are on the same page. That's a very clear battle. You've got the governments, you've got the fans, you've got the authorities against these clubs. Very clear battle lines. The players who we want on our side are probably on that side because their agents and their mates are on that side as well. Very hard to get any players and managers onto our side, even though that it's the obvious thing to do. And that's why I'm worried, because I don't think they're just staying quiet because they're worried. I think they're staying quiet because they're being told this is best for you to stay quiet and have it. Even if this doesn't go ahead, something big has changed. The trust is completely gone, says Orata. And Premier League needs 15 clubs' votes for expulsion. Now we know why Spurs are included, says Pratius. As an American, I absolutely love how the pyramid of football works in Europe. It's disgusting what has happened. No respect for the game, says Sebastian. Thank you for the super chats. Welcome to the members club, Tracy Taylor. And let's call them out by their names. Yeah, we've done that from Julian S as well. I mean, look, some people are talking about this talk that City and Chelsea are going to pull out. How can they pull out when they've signed up for it? Perez said last night that they can't do that. Cave from Sky has said that there are strong differences of opinions emerging in private between breakaway clubs. Some of the execs involved believe they've been hung out to dry and are beginning to get cold feet. They're nervous and disappointed about the way it's been handled. One says, this is not what we signed up for. But if they've signed up, they've signed up. And look, I spoke about, I'm doing a lot of stuff at the moment. I will be doing... look, I'll probably do another video at like 3:30 again where we'll try and get a guest on for a chat. I'm doing Chelsea-Brighton at 8 o'clock tonight. And that's the reason I'm doing that on That's Football is because it was brilliant last night. We didn't watch the game, but we spoke about the... we had fans of other clubs involved, which is really interesting at this time. And I was saying this, you know what? If Man City and Chelsea did pull out, if that rumour was true, if there was a way for Man City and Chelsea to come out, I would absolutely love Chelsea and Man City. I said yesterday on a clip, and I'm sure some of you have seen the clip, for the last few weeks I've been slating Man City, ruining football. Look at them, they're super, all the money they've got, they're ruining football. Man United are ruining football more than Man City ever could. My club's ruined football more than Man City ever could. So, I apologise to City because I never thought my football club could do what it's done. If Chelsea and Man City find a way out, it's TeamViewer, that's the sponsor. If Chelsea and Man City find a way out, this would be huge because I don't think they will do. But if they did find a way out, you've already got Bayern Munich, Dortmund and PSG in the traditional Champions League. They're not going into the Super League. So you've got three big clubs, Dortmund, PSG and Bayern Munich. You've also got Sevilla. You've also got Ajax. So there's a few there. If you add in Chelsea and Man City, all right, it's not everybody, but you've got Chelsea, Man City, Bayern Munich, PSG, Dortmund, five. five big clubs not in the European Super League. In the European Super League, all right, you've got Barcelona, you've got Real Madrid, you've got Juventus, you've got Manchester United, you've got Liverpool. Five against five, really. Because to be honest with you, AC Milan, Arsenal, Spurs, I mean, they're not. And that's what I mean. The balance is almost there. The balance is almost there. Because if you could just get two out to say, we're not in this, we didn't sign up for this, it breaks it. It breaks it up a little bit, doesn't it? So, look, you know, maybe. We'll see. But look, there is going to be a battle ahead. And what I would say, I mean, somebody just said it there. If every Manchester United player came out against this, would that make a difference? Yes, it would make a huge difference. It would probably stop it in its tracks. I mean, we talk about Chelsea and Manchester City there. If they came out, what a big impact it would have. If every Manchester United player united behind the fans and everybody else and said, we don't want to be part of this, how does Manchester United go into a European Super? I mean, that's a great point. Again, why have we not said this? Imagine, not even all Manchester United players, imagine, you know, 10 Man United players from the first team squad said, we don't want...
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
Plus terms and conditions apply.
On this, you know, we didn't start playing football for this. And basically that's what Bruno said yesterday. The competitive element of football, the dare to believe, the fact that it's open to everybody. And yeah, look, Man United might win more Premier League titles than Leicester, but Leicester did win a Premier League title. The fact that the competitive element of football is at the core of it. If 10 Man United players from the first team came out and said, we're against this publicly, how do Man United then go into a Super League? Well, you're out then. You can piss off. Okay, pay my contract up. You know, we can't get rid of Phil Jones because he's got 3 years left on his contract and he doesn't play. Let's see you trying to get rid of Harry Maguire. Let's see you trying to get rid of David De Gea. Let's see you trying to get rid of Bruno because you're going to have to pay them off. And those players could leave with their heads held high because they get paid off and they can go and pay for someone else. Players have got the power here. I don't think anybody wants to talk about this. The players have got the power. The players have had the power in football for a long time. Man United have not been able to buy Erling Haaland because release clauses and everything like that. Let's not forget, let's not pretend that football clubs are suddenly powerful. If 10 players came out from any of these clubs in this and said, we're not going to be part of the Super League, we don't want to, we're effectively not going to do it. How do those clubs then play? Well, they need to replace those 10 players. So it's called a strike. It's called going on strike. People have gone on strike for far more important things than this in the past and given up wages. If footballers are genuinely thinking, I can't go on strike because I'll lose some wages, bloody hell, have a look through history at what people have given up to fight bad things. I mean, people have been to bloody war. People have gone on hunger strikes. People have, you know, this is not hard for footballers to do. Not hard at all. And they can stop it. Because how does a football club play in a Super League when it hasn't got players playing in it? Or it's not got its best players playing in it? So there's loads of things that they can do. There is loads of things that they can do. But do they want to do it? Do they want to do it? The players should threaten to terminate their contracts. Well, I mean, that's too legally technical, Harvey. I don't know about that. I don't know whether they can do that. FIFA, if you're in, you're in. If you're out, you're out. We spoke about that. Betrayal, as we've spoken about. Football Forum, we spoke about that. Money levels, clubs. Yeah, okay. So let's have a quick roundup again of what's going on. Please smash a like on the video, by the way, and make sure you subscribe, bottom right-hand corner. We will obviously go live every single you know, with anything that's major breaking. The plan is to be, we'll have a show again at 7 o'clock tonight and also probably do one at about 4 o'clock this afternoon as well, unless something major breaks. And I hope something really major does break, because that's what we want to happen. I mean, look, there's a statement here. Florentino Perez kept saying yesterday, football was dying. The Super League is there to save it. I disagree. He also said 16 to 24-year-olds have disengaged themselves from football. I don't know what this guy was smoking last night. I really don't know. Football's not close to extinction at all. Football is in a very, very strong position. COVID has impacted everybody. Everybody's lost money. If we hadn't have had COVID, football would be fine. This Super League has been escalated because of COVID, because the big clubs have lost money and they don't like it. They don't like losing money. That's what's happening. The La Liga president says Florentino Perez is already very clueless and now he's lost it. Football is not ruined. The Super League would be the death of football. Exactly. Exactly. And, you know, I've just seen Mark Ogden on Twitter there saying it. He's absolutely spot on. If I was one of these shits who was part of the Super League, if I was a greedy bastard running one of these Super League clubs, I would never have allowed Florentino Perez to be to the face of it. He's come out with so much crap, he's damaged it. Like, if you're going to do something, get somebody professional, flawless to lead it. Like, you know, if you think about political parties or managers or something like that, you put your best person in front of it. Like, Perez has spoken so much nonsense. He's done more damage to it than was done in the first place. Okay, let's have a look at some updates for you, because there is lots coming in. But the reality is everybody, thankfully, at the moment is in power, whether it's leagues or organisations are against it. Some of the breakaway clubs were very bullish about setting up the Super League as soon as possible, while others saw it as an opportunity to sign up to something they were willing to explore. Some now want the ringleaders to come out and immediately explaining the plans. This is from Sky. Strong differences of opinions emerging in private between Super League breakaway clubs. Some believe they've been hung out to dry, as we know. UEFA president, having been great, does not mean that you will be in the future. What was Manchester United before Ferguson, and where was Juve 15 years ago? Super League secretary, the Super League is ready to start in 5 months. We want to create the best football. We have the desire to organise a competition that everyone wants to see. That makes people dream. And UEFA competitions need Atalanta, Celtic, Rangers, Zagreb, Galatasaray. People know everyone has a chance. We need to keep the dream alive. But big clubs now, where not necessarily big clubs in the past, no guarantee they will be in the future. This crisis will make us stronger, says UEFA president, and football stronger than ever, because our competition's restored hope when the world has come to a standstill. The crisis will, yeah, okay. The crisis that began earlier, okay. So there's a lot going on. All I'll say is please keep strong. For me, I think we're living in a world where there are so many people saying things publicly, whether it's you, whether it's me, whether it's Gary Neville, whether it's Jamie Carragher, whether it's the FA, whether it's UEFA, whether it's Boris Johnson, whether it's the Labour Party, there is no reason not to, we don't need to live in a world at the moment where it's speculative. We don't need to live in a world like that anymore. And look, I know we want to back our players and I know we want to back our manager, but at the moment they're silent. Apart from Bruno yesterday, they're silent. I can't go off stories in a newspaper about apparently the United fans were outraged when apparently United players were outraged. Harry Maguire threw a cup of tea on the floor. If it's coming from a paper, it's not evidence. We have got so many people coming out with public statements. James Milner did it last night. I can't live off news sources that such and such is not happy. Senior Man United dressing room says they're not happy. Well, come out and bloody tell us. Now is not the time for rumour. Now is not the time for sources. Now is the time to stand up and deliver. Now is the time to be with us or be against us. And at the moment, the only person I know that factually has come out with anything public is Bruno Fernandes. Rumours in papers ain't good enough. Rumours in papers ain't going to stand up against Florentino Perez and all his bullshit. We need players and managers of any of these clubs involved to start coming out. Because you know what? Somebody could come out at midday today. It could be Aspilicueta from Chelsea, and he would be a United legend. Because anybody who comes out against this European Super League and stops it becomes a United legend, a Liverpool legend, an Arsenal legend. This is not about your club anymore. This is about the stopping the Super League and protecting your club. They don't have to wear a Manchester United shirt to do it. I want them to be a Man United player. You know, how great would it be if Rashford came out again and was like, I'm totally against this. He'd become a Liverpool legend, an Arsenal legend, a Chelsea legend. This is the opportunity for footballers to come out and be iconic, to be the legends that you wanted to be, but in a totally different way. You play football and you want to be adored by the fans. Now is your chance. It doesn't matter who you play for. I want it to be United players, but I can't cling on to newspaper reports. Luke Shaw's really not very happy about it. You've got a Twitter account, Luke. You've got an Instagram account. And I'm not picking on Luke Shaw, but what I'm saying is these players can come out. There's loads of people coming out. Florentino Perez is coming out and saying stuff. UEFA are coming out and saying stuff. It's time. It's time now for them to come out and say things because the fans need you. Now is your moment. And look, these agents that are your mates, maybe have a think about why they're your mates. Were they your mates before you played football? Or are they your mates now because they want to make money out of you? Are they your real mates? Or are the people, or are the kids who've got the pictures of you on the wall? Are the people who are playing FIFA and they've got you in their team? Are the people who, you know, got a shirt with your name on? Are they, you might not know them, but they're more of your mates than these agents who are there for the money. Maybe side with the people who put you there. Maybe side with the people who really care. Thanks everyone for watching. I'll speak to you in a bit.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus terms and conditions apply.